One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are right now, you are feeling great. And even if you are not feeling great, always remember that there is something at the end of the line waiting for us. Lessons. You know, I think as I get wiser and older, of course, I'm realizing that during my younger years, I would get so frustrated over problems, over failures, mistakes. But nowadays, I'm becoming like so resilient that I don't even pray or ask for a problem-free life anymore. But I ask the universe or God for a life that I will be able to navigate gracefully. That means I want to be able to conquer all the problems gracefully and get my lessons peacefully. I think that's what I always look forward to every time I encounter a problem. That's how I wanted to open this podcast episode today, because the world is overwhelming. Everything sometimes is so overwhelming that we don't even know how to appreciate what we have anymore, or we just lose, you know, that hope or a tiny little voice that we have of don't give up. That's why it's very, very, very important to always know that there is and there should be something that we are always looking forward to. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about delayed gratification. I know we see this a lot on social media, articles, or on podcasts, but what really it is all about? What is delayed gratification? So I am right now on Google, and I'm going to read the exact definition on Google. Delaying gratification is the act of resisting an impulse to take an immediately available reward in the hope of obtaining a more valued reward in the future. The ability to delay gratification is essential to self-regulation or self-control. Self-control is my favorite word from this sentence. Why? Because it is so hard to do, especially nowadays. Everything we see on social media or the podcast that we listen to, it sounds like everything is easy. You know, podcasts, I think, is still filtered. Like, we have the option to what we want to listen to. But social media in general is hard because we just want to buy everything that we see. It's capitalism for me, you know? Like, everything is designed for us to want more and more and more in life. So my questions to myself right now are, number one, is delayed gratification healthy? For me, I think I was raised in a household where I wasn't given everything right away. No, I had to work for things because I was raised by a single parent because my dad died when I was 13. So I know, like, I am one of those children, like, our reward was always delayed. And I must say that has contributed a lot to my life as an adult, because I know the value of waiting and not getting everything that I wanted instantly, right? And this has also helped me to just practice the skill over time of self-control, right? So next one is my another question to myself. Is delayed gratification a skill? I think, yes, we can learn it through time, but everything starts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the beginning, like how we were raised, I think it's more difficult for people who were, you know, raised in an environment where everything, not everything, or things were kind of easy. But for people like me, I know a lot of people can relate to me, things were a little bit different for us growing up because we had to wait or we had to fall in line with our other siblings. So it gets a little bit easier for us. And I think just the ability to hold out now for a better reward, like later on in life, is a very, very essential life skill. So some of the other questions I have in my mind are like, why sometimes delayed gratification is bad? I think it gets bad when you don't appreciate the present anymore, even you have, you know, the resources to reward yourself. You are still in this, you know, like the lack mentality, or you're always like not enough mentality. I think it's very important, just like everything in life, to have a balance. When you can afford, or when you are already able to get things, you know, the reward that you deserve for yourself, you should get it for yourself. Because, like, I think it is a skill that you need, or we need to learn, that there is a thin borderline between not rewarding yourself just because you don't want or you feel like you don't deserve it, and like being able to get things done and knowing when to reward yourself. I think what makes it really bad is even you deserve it, you always have self-doubts that you don't deserve it. I think that's what makes it bad. Overall, delayed gratification has been one of the most beautiful things in my life. Like, I work in luxury tourism, which means I see our clients and the people I work with really enjoying their lives, really, you know, maximizing all the rewards because they can afford it. But like in my case, it took me 13 years to be able to like pay business class in full. It was just like last February that I was able to like convince myself, like, Anjali, it's time. You are now capable of paying a full business class airfare to South Africa because it's your birthday. So does it make sense? I think it was time. It was very important for me to finally like carve this path for myself, that it is now the time for me to enjoy the work that I've done for more than a decade building Access Travel. Before, I would travel all on economy and I would save up all these points to get free upgrades. But nowadays, I can tell myself that I've made it and I no longer leave this in mentality that I don't have enough, I have nothing. No, nowadays I live with the mentality I have more than I need. And it's beautiful. I just love living this life because it has helped me just carve a beautiful path for my adult life that I can work very, very hard and I can master the skill of rewarding myself whenever like it's the perfect right time. Because if I just wanted to, I could have just lived in this mentality that I still don't have enough. No, I'm still gonna wait till I turn 40. Then I was like, no, Anjali, it is time. It is time for you to enjoy your life. I think there are cycles in adulthood. Sometimes there will be still a part of me that would feel bad for paying this much, you know, just to fly. Then I realize, no, you know, I worked on this and I must enjoy this. And this is my present. And this is one skill I want people in my community to master, you know, learn how to reward yourself in the smallest ways possible. Like every time you accomplish something, I do that. I get myself, let's say, a perfume from Diptyque or a beautiful lipstick, but just one. Then I buy myself beautiful shoes from New Balance because I let's say I reached a goal of walking 20,000 steps a day. So those are my small rewards to myself. But overall, I can manage this, you know, self-control within myself to delay all these big rewards to myself. So I think it's just so beautiful when we learn to just wait for better and more valued rewards in the future. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you on the next one. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at lifeinprogressph. Adios! And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Individual or anyone or anything.